might want to ask them or just
make it known
that you don't want
to. Are you guys doing anything differently? You're kind of like offset.
Hello? Hey, Graydon, it's Julian. How are you, bud?
Julian, good. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. Just got back from the restroom. I see I had a missed call from you.
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, you know where we left off there? I was going to take that other avenue.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm instead of getting that machine, actually, for right now, I got another plan I'm working on here.
Mm-hmm.
I just need some working capital for material, actually a lot of material. Can we move forward with where we left off there and see if we can make something happen?
Yeah. How much are you looking for?
Just 50.
50K? Is it for a project in particular? Or?
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Okay.
It's for a couple different projects, but yeah, that's what I'll end up needing.
Okay. Let me, sorry, I'm just pulling up her file here.
Or I guess, well, we were at 130 before, weren't we?
Let me take a look.
Because we could just either 50, we could do 100, 100 or 50. 100 will help me out. I could do more volume there before I got paid. But I'd be fine with 50 too. It doesn't, not a big deal.
Okay. Let me see where we left off. I think I have everything we need. We would just need up-to-date bank statements. Let's see.
That's the only one issue that we have is that, once again, I'm working on another large production order here, so I'm in the negative again. But is there any way if I gave you the bank statements from the one that I was gonna when we went positive?
Yeah, well, that's fine. Like, for the submission, I could submit it with older bank statements, but they're going to need up-to-date bank statements. If you're negative, they're not going to approve you. Are you going to be collecting on any projects, like, anytime soon, or do you foresee it going back to positive?
It probably won't for another, like, 15 to 20 days or so, I would say, is when my delivery schedule is on all this stuff.
Oh, man. Let me just look through a couple things here. I just want to see where we're at. So the last we had was from July, right? Let's see. Yeah, I think the last we had was July, and I think that was negative. Have you pretty much been in and out of negative territory, like, since we last spoke?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Do you know how many negative days you had, like, on your bank statements, or any idea?
I don't off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
I know it's more negative than it is positive.
Okay. Let's see. When is your next deposit that you, like, foresee?
Probably 20 days.
20 days, okay.
Well, yeah, deposit to get it out of the, I mean, right, to get out of the negative, probably 20 days. I put deposits in all the time on smaller stuff, but not.
Gotcha. It just makes it super hard to get you approved if you're, like, in and out of negative territory. Like, it's doable, but at the current moment, you would have to be positive pretty much to qualify for any of these programs. Even, like, the higher risk programs, like, you still have to be positive in your bank. What is your, like, does your bank call you all the time? Or they're like, hey, you're in the negative. You're like, I know. Or do they just kind of, like, let you do the business?
Yeah, no, they know. They know that what my case normally is, which is, you know, the problem I got going on is I don't have enough working capital to keep me in the positive.
Right.
So I'm basically using, you know, negative account balance as operating capital, but they don't care because it's, you know, $3,000 a month in overdraft fees, so whatever.
Right, they understand your situation, so, and they're getting paid for it, so, yeah, man, I want to help you. I want you to, like, not have to pay them $3,000 a month in overdraft, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a better solution. Oh, man, I'm just going through everything here. I just want to see if there's anything else that I can think of that we can do. Let's see, when did we last speak? October, right? I think.
Oh, yeah, I think that sounds right.
October.
And see, it would have worked out perfect if I would have just taken you up then, because that's currently, you know, that's, we were in the positive at that point.
I know,
right?
I know.
I put that check in, we were in the positive, and then I decided, well, I didn't want to make that move at the time, and now it's like, well, you know, after doing more research into the situation, I definitely should have, so.
Yeah, that's okay, it happens. You learn from your mistakes, it's all right. It's a learning experience, this whole thing, growing your business and all that stuff. Growing is expensive, especially how rapidly you're growing. You have a good product and a good service, you know what I mean? So the last thing you want to do is turn down business, you know? Like, you don't want to tell, it's like, oh, no, sorry, can't meet your demand, you know? Like,
yep.
So, yeah, man, I guess the best thing to do in this case would be to reconvene in 20 days or whenever you make your next deposit.
Okay.
Unless, like, I don't know if you want to go this far, but if you could deposit, like, personal money or money from your grandpa or something, just so it's in the positive for the sake of submitting this to get you approved, we could probably try to do that. I don't know if you want to, like, you know, I think that's probably, like, worst-case scenario, last resort sort of thing, which I don't know your current situation, but that, you know, that's something that we can do. As long as you're positive, like, I've had customers put their own money in their account, in their business account, just to show that they're positive in the meantime while we get them approved. But yeah, other than that, I don't see any other way around this.
That's no problem.
Yeah. Just curious, what are you tracking to hit for revenue this year?
I don't even have a clue, man, off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Just because I don't track all of that stuff.
You're more worried about the day-to-day. You're more worried about, like, day-to-day stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, from what I remember, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what we would be able to get you approved for. I don't think it'd be a problem getting approved for the 50K, because you mentioned that, I think the last number I had was, like, somewhere close to $1 million revenue, like 900K or something like that. And I think that's what you did last year, so you should be killing that this year. So, yeah, man, I guess let's reconvene in 20 days or so, but if you decide, you know, if you have another way of depositing some money in the account from your grandpa or whatever, let me know and I can submit this for you. We would just need updated bank statements since we already have your tax return and credit application and all that stuff, so.
Okay.
So.
All right, sounds good, man. Well, I'll let you know.
All right, Graydon. Nice chatting with you, man.
All right, thanks.
I'll talk soon. Bye-bye. No problem. Bye.